is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
From the People's Social Forum in Ottawa, this is a Rabble Radio special.
No more, 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 no more.
Well, the People's Social Forum 2014 is over. I'm now recording this podcast from back in my home in Toronto, and everyone who was there are either on planes, buses, trains, cars, or hitchhiking or whatever to go back home. But a lot of the things that were accomplished at this forum, I think, will be going back to people in their communities, and the effects of the People's Social Forum will be felt long, long, long after we have departed from Ottawa. People have asked me, well, how are you going to cover the People's Social Forum? And even before I got there, I saw the program and I saw how many things there were. And I just thought, trying to cover the People's Social Forum would be like trying to cover a city with a tent. You can't really do it. You'd have to have a very, very, very big tent. So I just chose highlights and I chose sessions which appealed to me. And I knew that my colleagues on Rabble.ca would also do the same thing. So I figured that between all of us, then we should be able to present a reasonably comprehensive kind of idea about what it was like to be there. One thing that was really great too is you didn't actually have to be physically present to take part in the sessions.
Bonjour, I'm Sylvie Lemieux. And right now I'm volunteering to keep an international cafe during the People's Assembly. So we have right now online some people internationally, so Australia, Tongo are already online. And we hope to have some people from Canada also who could not afford to be here because of time or resources.
So who has been listening in that you know of from around the world?
Well, yesterday I was talking to Carlos in Valencia. He's telling me that Spain is having a hard time putting together some regional social forums, so he's asking for advice. We also talked with Saeed in Alexandria, Egypt. I don't know if you knew, but they lost few people during a march last June, so he was asking questions around policing and peace and manifestation. We had Eric from Benin, we had Chris from Australia, and we were able to connect participants with them on live streams, so that was really good, using Skype.
So why do you think so many people in different parts of the world are watching what's going on here?
Well, you know, I think personally that many of the 17 teams that were chosen here in Canada for discussion are the struggles around the world. So if we can connect and share our resources and our tools, why not? You know, we are one people, so they're very interested in learning from here so they can do their own forum or pursue their own struggle and be more successful.
So now what tools are you using to get the word out there?
Thank you to all the free platforms that exist out there. So we are using Skype mainly for the cafe, but we have been live streaming using Livestream and using Hangout Plus. And we're connecting with people here at the forums to make sure that whatever live stream session we have had can remain for more than 30 days out there in a big wild world web that we have.
And just a reminder, too, that Rabble.ca has also been doing some live streams and, of course, this podcast. And those, I believe, will be up for a while, too. So we'd love it if you could tweet out to everybody, too, that they could also go to Rabble.ca.
We will for sure. You already have been typed here in here. So hopefully during the session, as we're chatting during the session, we'll have people watching your streams. So thank you very much, Victoria.
You're welcome, and thank you. I'm glad we got a chance to talk before the microphones came back on for the big wrap-up here. Thanks, Sylvie.
Well, the final assembly took place the last day as well. Here are some of the highlights which I recorded.
Good morning! old comrades?
Yes.
Do you remember your name? I hope everybody has found the past 4 days as exciting, as crazy-making, as creative, as frustrating, as awkward, as danceable, as singable, and as memorable as I think I have. I'm honored to be here with you in this space today. And I'd like to welcome you all to the convergence of movements. The convergence of movements here at the Social Movements Assembly of the People's Social Forum 2014. Very briefly, I would just like to say who I am. I'm Christine Jones, and I'm the co-chair of the Canadian Peace Alliance.
Oh. Bon matin, tout le monde! Ça va? Je répéterai pas tout ce que ma copine ici, Chris, vient de dire, mais très heureuse, très honorée d'être ici avec vous ce matin. Je m'appelle Barbara Legault. Je suis une militante de différentes luttes, très, très impliquée quand même dans les luttes féministes et les luttes du mouvement queer. Et autres. Donc, je serai avec Chris. On va agir comme co-animatrice de l'Assemblée des mouvements sociaux de ce matin. Et notre objectif, ça va être d'être l'huile dans le processus du matin, pas pour se rouler dedans, mais d'être ce qui va permettre, en fait, qu'on avance le mieux possible ensemble. Donc, de contribuer à faire que ce processus-là soit le plus respectueux, représentatif et positif possible pour tout le monde.
And before Barbara moves on with a little bit of information, I'd just like to let everybody know that this assembly is being videotaped and it is also being live streamed. So for people whom privacy and the protection of their identity is important, we would like you to know that this is happening. For the people that are videotaping, as opposed to the live streaming, could you just raise your hand right now so that those people who would not like to have their identities on film and broadcast could please go up and identify yourself to those that are videotaping?
Alors, avant de rentrer dans le cœur de nos discussions, j'aimerais inviter deux femmes très importantes à, en fait, nous accueillir sur les terres sur lesquelles nous sommes. J'aimerais inviter Anna Collins, who is the Indigenous Coordinator for the People's Forum, and who is also in Nikan Conversation. J'aimerais aussi inviter... J'espère que je vais bien le dire. Kishkanduk? Ekwe. De Idle No More, de No Energy East, de Aki et de 3D1 Territory. Donc, s'il vous plaît, on les accueille.
Kwekwe. Ani bonjour. Noting que dijnakaz name nadodim. Miigwech ke jeminado. Kenegego gami jang mam piking jemino bamadziang. Miigwech nemishol meski bawase aji en nongom. Miigwech diket nongom gishka wewene. Chikidowak, miwawewene jawabmak, miwawewene jinakwak. Miigwetch Mijang Gijem Nado Midigok Gimijang Wesiyak Gimijang Beneshiyak Gimijang Gigonyak Gimijang Ngosis Namama Nanokmis Namshomis Gimijang Nesewin Bijashik Onchi Anishnabek Ashi. Good morning. My name is Anna Collins, and I want to welcome you to Anishinaabe territory. And I just said a prayer, thanking the Creator for everything that we have on this world so that we can live in a good way. Giving thanks to the sun for rising and giving us such a beautiful day to finish this amazing gathering. I've asked to help us to look upon each other in a good way today, and to speak in a good way today, and to work together in a good way today. I've also given thanks for the trees, for the birds, for the animals, for the fish. I've given thanks for my family, and I hope you give thanks for your families. And I've also given thanks for the breath of life that we have within us that sustains us. Oh, miigwetch, miigwetch, miigwetch.
Thank you so much for these powerful words and for the spirit that comes with it.
Barbara and I just met 2 days ago, and we've come together to learn to work together. And as part of us getting to know each other, of course, it was kind of the normal way that activists get to know each other, of sort of talking about where we situate ourselves in the struggle and talking about our different backgrounds and talking about the things that really kind of tick us off and talk about the things that make us happy. And as part of that, I was starting to really try to bring together something to contextualize the politic of what I think many of us have been saying and hearing around the different spaces of this social forum over the past 4 days. So what I'm just going to take a minute, and it's not really a dictation of anything, but sort of a sense of the spirit of the thing that I think we're all here together for. And I think we recognize that the work that we are all doing here and now are actually part of a historical continuum, and that we're inheriting histories of resistance, right? Like, what we're doing here and now hasn't just all of a sudden sprung out of the ground, but we are building on the backs of others. And I think that that concept is really important for us to understand our positioning in the context of resistance and our positioning together and individually in the context of mobilizing. Our places where we resist happen because we're confronting colonialism, patriarchy, heterosexism, imperialism, militarism, racism, corporatism, the list could go on. The thing that we know, I believe, is that these isms manifest themselves in different ways and at different times, and their faces are different and their voices are different. The reality is regardless of where we are situated in this struggle and situated in the resistance, we are all somehow working together. It may not seem like it often, but I think that somehow we are all working together. There's some kind of a grand choreography of resistance, I think, that happens. For many people, the new face of what that is sort of the front block that we all seem to be coming up against is perhaps the neoliberal agenda or the neoliberal project. And under that, certainly, all of these other things of colonialism, imperialism, racism, sexism, you name it, they all come as part of it. But I think that maybe regardless of where we are in our movements, there does seem to be not just a quiet voice, but a voice that is whispering 2015, 2015. And I think it doesn't matter whether you think that electoral politics matter. I don't think it matters whether you do think electoral politics matter. My sense is that what we do seem to collectively understand is that if we do not radically come together and change the government, the Harper regime, the next 4 years of our collective lives and of those that we live are going to be terribly, terribly horrible. We have to draw the line in the sand. And somehow, I think our collective voices in all of the ways that we're doing it is each of us putting a piece in the line in the sand. And I think that that actually is what the movement assemblies have been about collectively in their diversity and in their differences and in their creativity, is coming up with ideas and motions of how we put that line in the sand together.
Premièrement, nous félicitons les organisateurs et l'ensemble des participants du Forum social des peuples pour son succès, et nous soulignons la part positive de ce forum pour la convergence des peuples et la coordination des luttes au niveau local, national et global.
We congratulate the organizers and all the participants of the People's Social Forum for its success and would emphasize the positive contribution of this forum for the coming together of our peoples and the coordination of our struggles at all levels.
Nous invitons l'ensemble des mouvements, des groupes et des individus qui participent au Forum social des peuples à consolider les acquis du Forum social des peuples, notamment par l'entreprise d'un processus d'évaluation et à rejoindre le processus de mobilisation et d'organisation des prochains forums sociaux à tous les niveaux, local, régional, national, continental et mondial.
We invite all the movements, groups and individuals who have participated to consolidate and leverage what we've done here. First, by establishing a process of evaluation of this forum, and by joining the mobilization process and organization of future forums at all levels, local, regional, territorial, national, hemispheric, and global, as one of the many means for building a better world.
Dans cette optique, nous informons l'ensemble des participants du Forum social des peuples que la prochaine édition du Forum social mondial se tiendra en Tunisie du 24 au 28 mars 2015, où nous avons l'intention de tripler la participation. Des participants de l'île de la Tortue. Nous invitons de plus, en juin, à appuyer le Forum des États-Unis polycentriques à Philadelphia, San José et Jackson, et finalement, à venir participer et à la mobilisation et la planification du Forum social mondial à Montréal en 2016 sur un territoire non concédé des Mohawks à Montréal. Un meilleur monde est possible quand nous nous rencontrons.
With this vision, we are informing the Assembly that the next session of the World Social Forum will be held in Tunis from 24th to the 28th March 2015, where we intend to triple the number of participants from Turtle Island. In June 2015, the U.S. Social Forum will be held simultaneously in Philadelphia, San Jose, California, and Jackson, Mississippi. And finally, we are very proud to announce that this will be followed in August 2016 by the World Social Forum on unceded Mohawk territory, otherwise known as Montreal, Quebec. A better world is possible when we come together. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We have so much work to do to fight our common enemies. We also have so much work to do within our movements. Thank you for speaking up. Alors, please, the indigenous peoples at this People's Social Forum, Indigenous Assembly, please come forward. Please, take all the space. This is your land. Please, take all the space.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We're all yours.
I'm Taz Boucher. I'm from Edmonton, Alberta. I'm a Cree, Sioux, Navajo, and Scottish nations, and I honor my bloodline ancestry to this land, my homeland. Thank you all so much for the support and the love and the kindness and the gentleness that you've demonstrated to me and my people in our time here. And I welcome every support that you give in every fashion that you give. I'm truly inspired. I truly am. I've been losing hope that we can reach the non-Indigenous population. And this forum has demonstrated to me that people are willing to learn and understand, support, and love our people. And I further have hope that you will support us in a political stance in regards to sovereignty of our people and the protection of land and water. You are also affected. So thank you again from the bottom of my heart. And I'm going to introduce Clayton and ask him to come and speak of the ceremony that we're now going to partake in.
Bonjour, Dante. Okay, everybody, how you doing? Yeah.
Woo, woo.
Yeah. Okay. My name is Clayton Thomas Mueller. I'm an organizer with Idle No More and Defenders of the Land. And today, I want to first and foremost, again, acknowledge this beautiful unceded Algonquin territory that we've all been gathered in over the last 4 days, and really just recognize all of you. And this next part of our agenda, this ceremony, is really about asking, first to bring us all together in a good way to support people to get back home. The blanket dance is an old way, when there's a family in the community that needs help. The blanket dance is a way for people to contribute that whatever you got to help that individual family. And in this case, we got a lot of people that need travel support to get back home. So I'm gonna sing a song for all of you. And when I sing this song, put out positive thoughts, think about whatever makes you smile, if that's your child or your grandchild or your partner, whatever, or the fact that it's Pride Day, yeah. Solidarity, whatever makes you happy and smile today, think about that. And please, if you can, we really need to bolster the travel support for some of our Indigenous peoples to go home. And so today's blanket dance, there'll be four women that'll be carrying a beautiful blanket from the back of the tent. And if you want to make a contribution to the travel fund, do that. And if you're not able to do that, then please send out your good intentions in a good way so that they get that prayer on their journey home. And as a matter of fact, let's all use this opportunity to put our energy into everybody having that blessing today as we march for pride, as we wrap up the social forum, and as we bring this message home to our respected territories, okay? Oh, and please, no cameras or pictures once the ceremony starts. Thank you.
Well, nobody said to turn off their audio recorders, but I thought that might have been an oversight, so I turned mine off too. The song which accompanied the blanket dance was amazing. And as the blanket was moved throughout the assembly, people threw in whatever money they could afford. In the end, over $3,000 was raised for the Aboriginal People's Travel Fund.
We have so much work to do to fight our common enemies. We also have so much work to do within our movements. Thank you for speaking up.
And now we're all back home, we're traveling to go home. There was an abundance of ideas, too much really to process right away. I know it will take me months and months to integrate what I learned. If any of you out there have been inspired by the things you learned and heard over the past few days, consider doing a podcast. There are lots of ways to do it. You can do a single interview or commentary, or you can learn how to record talks and discussions in your own community, which then you can send to us at rabble.ca. Or you can jump right in with both feet and do your own podcast series. Get in touch with me. The website has information, victoria@rabble.ca. The People's Social Forum is over, but the ideas we talked about aren't going to go away. We have lots more work to do to make this a better world. Thanks to all the organizers, volunteers, speakers, session facilitators, and hundreds, maybe thousands of people who helped make this dynamic event happen. You've been listening to Rabble Radio. I'm Victoria Fenner from the whole Rabble crew. Thanks for listening, reading, and sharing in this experience with us.